試験監督者は音量及び室内の聞こえ具合を確認してください。
2023年度第3回実用英語技能検定1級リスニングテスト。
ただいまから1級リスニングテストを行います。これからお話しすることについて質問は受けませんので、よく注意して聞いてください。なお、リスニングテスト放送中に音飛びや騒音があった場合は、発生した問題のトラックの初めに戻しやり直します。しかしながら、万が一教室監督者が気づかない場合は、速やかに手を挙げてお知らせ願います。このテストでは、テストの方法と注意事項がすべて英語で放送されます。
The listening test for the grade 1 examination is about to begin. Listen carefully to the directions. You will not be permitted to ask questions during the test. This test has four parts. All of the questions in these four parts are multiple choice questions. For each question, choose the best answer from among the four choices written in your test booklet. On your answer sheet, find the number of the question and mark your answer. You are permitted to take notes for every part of this listening test. Now, here are the directions for part 1. In this part, you will hear 10 dialogues, number 1 through number 10. Each dialogue will be followed by one question. For each question, you will have 10 seconds to choose the best answer and mark your answer on your answer sheet. The dialogue and the question will be given only once.
Now we will begin the grade 1 listening test. Number 1.
My boss liked my new product design and presented it to upper management. It looks like it's moving ahead.
That's great. I hope he told them you were the one who came up with it.
You're kidding, right? He'll let them think it was all his idea, as usual.
That's not fair. You should spread the word that it was your design.
If I did that and he found out, he'd make my life miserable. Anyway, this way he'll get blamed if the product fails.
Question. What is one thing the woman says about her design?
Number 2.
Your proposal for a shopping mall on Springleaf Highway is intriguing. Can I see the blueprints?
Well, I actually have something better. I prepared a three-dimensional reproduction based on the blueprints.
Perfect. That'll help me understand exactly what you envision.
It's a miniature version, but it shows off the structure more effectively than a drawing. Have a look.
Wow, there's a huge amount of detail here.
Yes, my staff did an excellent job on it.
Question. What are the speakers looking at? Number 3.
Hi, Mr. Ebbing. This is Cindy Gonzalez from the Agriculture Agency. You left a message asking me to call you back.
Yes, I'm writing an article about crop yields over the past few years, and I was hoping to confirm some numbers.
Our statistics are all in our quarterly online report.
Yes, but there's a discrepancy. The numbers for wheat and oats in the main report don't match what's stated in the summary.
Really? I can tell you that the summary is accurate, so please refer to that. I'll look into getting the report corrected right away.
Question. What does the man want the woman to do?
Number 4.
The management in this company is really messed up. I wonder if it's the same in other companies.
Well, there's more conflict among the managers here than at other companies I've worked at.
Which explains the lack of cross-department cooperation.
Exactly. And that affects worker productivity and morale. The president should replace some of the troublemakers.
Now that you mention it, the president's lack of action is a more fundamental issue. He needs to make sure everyone's getting along.
I agree. But I'm not sure he has the leadership skills to do that.
Question. What is the woman's opinion?
Number 5.
I can't believe we've been working on this optimization project for over a year now.
I know, but we've made a lot of progress, and we're on schedule to complete it prior to the deadline.
Yes, but I'm starting to feel burned out.
Well, just keep in mind that this will save us a lot of work in the future. By automating all these processes, we can reduce our workloads significantly.
I hope you're right.
Question. What is one thing that the man says about the project?
Number 6.
I haven't seen your son around at the golf club much these days.
Oh, he's scrambling to meet his graduate school application deadlines. You know what a procrastinator Carter is.
Ah, yes. I remember he kept putting off his internship applications. Is he all right?
Actually, he's not sure if he can get all the reference letters he needs from his professors in time. But we have our fingers crossed.
Well, I hope he manages to get accepted to a good school.
Question. What is one thing that the woman implies about her son?
Number 7.
Oh, wow. The contrast between the light and dark elements in this artwork is striking.
Yes. The way they are arranged on the canvas really draws the eye to the center point.
What do you think the artist was trying to convey?
I think the use of light and shadow is the key to interpreting it. To me, it suggests a strong sense of optimism, despite the darkness.
I can see that. You know, it looks a bit bleak at first glance, but it's actually quite inspiring.
I agree. It's a true masterpiece.
Question. What is one thing that the woman says about the artwork?
Number 8.
I'm trying to decide between two job offers. One is from a larger company with more stability, and the other is from a tech firm founded by an incredibly innovative woman I know.
Which are you leaning toward?
I'm at a loss. On the one hand, the larger company would definitely be the safer option. But if the tech company takes off, there's incredible potential.
Well, if I was fresh out of college with my entire life ahead of me, I know which one I'd take. Sometimes you have to gamble in life.
Question. What does the woman imply that the man should do?
Number 9.
Sean? Remind me to call the daycare center later today to tell them we want to enroll Nico 5 days a week.
I thought we decided to send him 3 days a week and take turns caring for him on the other 2 days, since both of us can work from home sometimes.
Unfortunately, my company just signed a long-term contract with a client that insists on face-to-face meetings. I'm sure I told you I couldn't commit to our original plan.
Sorry, I must have forgotten. I've been looking forward to spending some time at home with him during the week, and my work situation hasn't changed and isn't likely to. Why not just send him 4 days a week? That way, we'd still be saving a day's worth of daycare fees.
Do you really think you can juggle work and childcare? The more I think about it, the more I feel our initial goals were a bit too ambitious.
I think it's worth a try. I'm sure I can handle things if he goes 4 days a week.
Well, I don't have a good feeling about this, but I won't try to stop you. I'll let them know when I call later.
Question: What is the woman's opinion?
Number 10.
So, Karen, Nadia, do you have any opinions on whether we should promote Dario or not? Why don't you go first, Karen?
Well, I certainly can't fault his work ethic. He's often here until all hours of the night.
I've noticed that too. And despite his youth, people in the office seem to really value his opinions.
I felt his handling of the Kleiman contract was exceptional. Are we in agreement on that?
Yes. They're a notoriously difficult client, but I don't recall anything negative in their customer satisfaction survey whatsoever.
There is one thing I'm quite concerned about, though.
What's that, Nadia?
I've noticed that when there's a disagreement, Dario is very reluctant to compromise. He can even be a bit confrontational.
That's true. Some of the people in this section consider him a bully because he's so insistent on always having his own way.
To be honest, I have the same impression of him. Do you think you could offer him some feedback, Nadia?
Of course.
If he responds well, we can consider him for promotion again the next time we do a personnel review.
Question: Why do these people decide not to give a promotion to Dario this time?